Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues with other examples of Hachokas Nezikin, because of damage that he's going to do to the fellow who's on the other side of the building. Lo yiftach adam chanush shel nachtoimim v'shel tzaboim. He's not allowed to open up a store. Nachtoimim is like a bakery. Tzaboim is a painting place, a place where they die. Underneath oitzoroi shel chaveru, he owns the bottom floor. This is not next door neighbors. This is one on the bottom, one on the top. If he makes this chanusha nachtem with tzaboin underneath the oitzer shel chaveroi, then what's going to happen is the heat is going to damage the contents of the oitzer that's upstairs, the peiros, the shemen, whatever's stored over there. V'loi refes bokor, you shouldn't make a stable underneath the oitzer because the smell will ruin. Be'emes, the Mishnah says, whenever the Mishnah says be'emes, there's an akudas hachidish in halacha. Biyayin hitiru avaloi refes bokor. You're allowed to open up a chanush l'achtem v'shel tzaboim underneath yayin. That means yayin is less sensitive than other things. Avaloi refes bokor. The kepein on refes bokor, that stays even by yayin. Now the Mishnah switches over to a ganz in a different halacha. This is a halacha where different people have houses that open up to one chatzah, which is one of the inyanim that we discussed in the first parak. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda living around with one chatzah, and one of the bnei chatzah is going to open up some type of business or store that's going to cause a lot of damage, or something else in his house that's going to cause damage, not mitzad the smell or the heat, but mitzad other people coming in that are coming into the chatzah, that's going to disturb him. Picture somebody opens up a major successful store on a quiet side street. All of a sudden, the quiet side street is no longer. What's the extent that they're allowed to be maneh him? Chanus shebechatzah. One of the bnei hachatzah, the dairi hachatzah, wants to open up a chanus. People coming and going disturb me. The vice does from the Mishnah that he can't respond that I only have customers by day and you sleep by night. No, sometimes a person wants to lie down by day. These are all from the schusim of the bnei hachotzer. There's a shaila, you look at the Taisus Yomtiv, what happens, let's say a person allowed his neighbor to open up a chanus. And then after 3 months, he said, I thought I'd be able to deal with it. Alamaisa, there is more noise than I bargained for. There's more people coming and going. I can't deal with it. Does he have a right to throw him out then? That's already a shayla. Mishnah says, Oise Kalim, one of the bnei chotzer is allowed to open up some type of manufacturing thing in his house. He makes baskets, he makes clothing, he opens up a home business. To the extent that people are not coming into the chatzah, he's opening up the business, but it's not that the customers are coming there. He's going to be oisir the kelim in his house, and he's going to take the stuff out to the shuk. Now, l'chayra, it should be a double pashut. So what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is because maybe you'll say that somebody else would want to open up the store here, and Yenna won't be able to. Okay, so you open up the store first. That's why you can do it. Avol any yochalim chesbiyadi v'leim alo any yochalishon lemi kol apatish v'leim kol arechayim v'leim kol atinoikis. Even though he could be moinea, somebody from opening up a business, alts the kol nechnasim v'yoytzim, but the noise of the person who's working, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, Reuven opens up a shop in his house and he's banging at all hours of the day and the night. So if people are coming and going, that he could stop. That means Shimon could be moicha on people that are being dairis in the chotzer. He could prevent that because it's his chotzer as well. He doesn't want. However, he can't stop Reuven from making noise. Reuven is building kalim, and he's making a ton of noise while he's working. That Shimon can't stop him. Noise, you can't stop. Might be menschel chai, but there's no time in halacha. The last halacha is a chiddush. Kol ha-tinoikos over here, we're talking about children coming to learn. One of the Dairi HaChotza opened up a cheder inside his house. And now he has kids coming in and out, recess, the parents coming to pick them up and take them home, should be disturbing. And again, it's not the noise of his shochan himself, it's the noise of people from the outside, trespassers. So why can't he stop them? This is a mazunder, takona lahagtol teru ladira. We don't want to stop. Melamde tinegis. We're talking here where he's teaching teru, not teaching other things. Mishnah dal. Misha yakosle samach l'kaisel chaveroi. One person has a kaisel that's next to Reuven's wall, next to Shimon's wall. Lo yismach l'kaisel acher. Elam ken hirchik mimenu arba amos. He's now let it build another wall next to his chaver's wall within Dalet Amos, because in those days the walls were not made with as strong material. Part of what held up a wall was that people walking on either side of the wall pounded the ground, and that gave a certain stability to the ground. They packed in the ground by stepping on it. Once you put another wall, it's not a mokum drisa. And it's understood that part of the functioning of the wall is the fact that there are dursa on the sides. So, Mel, if you take that away, you're taking away the proper function of the wall, you're now allowed to build another wall up to within Dalet Amos. Elam ken hirchik mimenu arba amos. V'achaloi nois. What happens if somebody wants to build a wall? He wants to extend his house, and now the wall of his house is going to block the chaloi nois. Chaloi nois are very important. They bring in ear, they bring in light. How far does he have to move his wall that's not called taking away from the light of the balach aloinus? Milamalon, umilamaton, ukenegdon. In all directions, arbaamis. Arbaamis is considered the basic functioning of the wall. Let's add a few more details. In the first case of building a wall, what we're talking about is over there. There are two walls in the shape of a... we'll call it like a dalad. One wall hits the other wall, but the one is horizontal, one is vertical. By putting up another wall, which is parallel to the, let's say there's one wall running from north to south, there's one wall that's adjacent to it that's running from east to west. The Baal HaKaisel, east to west, wants to put up another wall that's parallel to the wall which belongs to the other fellow. Between those two walls, now there's only a narrow space, there's no Dalet Amos. That is Meneh, the Drisus Regal. Now, what is that Bechlal Regal HaChokas Nezikin, that every single person has to have Dalet Amos on the side of his wall? Some Rishonim say yes. Many Rishonim argue, they say, it's not Shach to say. There's no damage here. Just you're taking away from something which would add to the strength of the wall, and maybe he'll have to put more concrete in the chleis. But that's called Harchokas Nezikin, that's Nezikin. So others taina that this halacha is taka only where he has a special schus to those Dalet Amos. Either with Zeichem and Ahefker, for some reason he has a schus there. But it's not inherent and automatic that there's always a schus in the Dalet Amos around the wall. That's one thing. The Gabi, the second halacha of Chaloinus, there's a few different, we just said about taking away light and ear, there's really a few different points over here. One is taking away light near. One is hezek ri'iyah of the koisel being too close to the window. Somebody being able to stand on the koisel and look into the window, that itself destroys the ability of the people in the house to function, because they can't be mistaken, they can't get dressed, undressed, can't do anything private because there's somebody looking right in. Remember then, houses were crowded on top of each other, that the mamish takes away from the usage of the house. So that's why the case of milamalon, milamaton. So let's say if there's the wall, he'll be able to stand on the wall and look into the window. The wall has to be dropped to Dalet Amos lower than the height of the chaloin. If the chaloin is lower than the wall, so then what he has to do is he has to pick up the wall, Arba Amos, above the chaloin, in order that he shouldn't be able to lean and look in. It also has to be 4 Amos away from the wall, and that's what we're talking about for light and air. So it has to be away. And it also has to be in terms of height. That's not a matter of a way. That's a matter of you can't have a wall which gives a viewpoint to somebody from the house, from the Balakaisel, now has a look, has a view right into the house that's even from further than Dalet Amos.